Meanwhile, the head of the Roman Catholic Church in the occupied Palestinian territories has slammed Israel. Israeli hate crimes against local Muslims and Christians. Patriarch Fuad Tuol says the acts of vandalism poisoned the atmosphere ahead of a papal visit to East Jerusalem al-Quds. He also described the attacks as blight on claims of democracy by Israeli officials. Tuol's comments follow a series of hate attacks by extremist Israelis on Vatican-owned buildings in the city. Well, the Vatican has already called on Israel to ensure the security of Christian sites. Tel Aviv has been under fire for its failure to control the spiraling wave of hate crimes that target Christian and Muslim holy sites. We're going to turn our attention to Atlanta, joined by managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Mr. Dean, thank you so much for being with us. Well, now we have actually a papal official commenting on what he calls Israeli hate crimes that are taking place. How significant is this to come from a very high-ranking representative of the Roman Catholic Church?
Well, it's nice to see something at all, because there's a couple aspects of this. You have the just the basic normal security, and then you also have what's going on strategically. In terms of securing the properties, they catch single people. The Shin Bet does every now and then what we kind of call token prosecutions. But what we don't really see is they don't set up stakeouts or sting operations where they would actually catch these people in the act, which with all of the video surveillance and things like that today, this is something they could easily do if they wanted. And then also, we know that these attacks have a political motivation behind them. So there's high-level ultra-Orthodox people in the settlements and political people that are behind this and the timing. And the Shin Bet has never, ever filed a conspiracy charge that we've known about this. So they're really just putting on a show, and what they'll do now is put extra security on for about a week, and then it'll go away.
Well, in 1 minute, Mr. Dean, I'm almost out of time, but sure. 1 minute. The significance, though, in general, because I think many people sometimes forget that Palestinians are not just Muslim, but also Christian. And with now the representative from the Roman Catholic Church talking about these attacks on Christian sites, how likely is this to possibly get a reaction out of some of the European or perhaps the United States, where the majority of the population perhaps would say that they are Christian? Are we likely to get a reaction against Israel from them?
I would like to say so, but this has been going on for so long and they've done so little. Probably not, because what Israel is doing is they're holding the Vatican property hostage to indicate to them that they don't want their opposition or criticism about Israel to be very strong. And if they are, they'll take action against the properties. And the proof of this is, think back, when have you ever heard the Vatican speak out about the real red lines of militant Zionism, which is number one, the weapons of mass destruction, number two, the rampant Israeli espionage that goes on everywhere, and number three, they've never spoken out in support of any of the boycotts. And I can assure you, if they touched any one of those issues, you would see skyrocketing crimes against their property. So really, okay. it's a property terrorism type thing that
all
Israel
right.
is doing on them.
Thank you so much for being with us, managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean.